You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Wrap up some of that sunshine, put it in your pocket for a rainy day.
That's right, it's the time of year when you've got to bask in the sunshine when you can, and this weekend it looks like we'll be getting quite a bit, actually. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington, and he says we should all be bracing ourselves because the second half of November tends to get the worst weather of the year in the Northwest. And at the same time, our El Nino is strengthening. We're going to find out what that all means in just a bit, but first, your weather forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, people will be basking this weekend, and this is going to be a gift, a relatively sunny weekend in early to mid-November. Today, we have a weak weather system coming through. A front is making landfall right now, so rain will move into the Puget Sound region somewhere around 10 to 11 o'clock. So we'll have a band of rain that'll move through by dinner time. So I think by 4 o'clock or so, it'll be done. So a little rain today, you know, temperatures around 50s. Not a great day, but not the worst. Then a ridge of high pressure builds over the region. So Saturday, maybe a few clouds in the morning, temperatures getting up to 50. We'll see some sun. Another day just like it on Sunday, dry. There'll be plenty of sun, so enjoy that. And even more amazingly, the ridge amplifies on Monday and Tuesday. So not only will it be sunny, but temperatures will get into the mid-50s. So it's a really nice stretch in early November. Then as we get into Wednesday, everything changes. We go back to normal. The jet stream will move towards us. Disturbances will propagate into the northwest, and we'll get back into rain and temperatures only getting into the upper 40s. So enjoy it while you got it. One thing I should stress, Bellamy, is that we have had some low temperatures and frost around the region the last few days. And I can't stress enough that this is the black ice season, the period of time where we often get some ice in the morning, particularly in the eastern side of Puget Sound and the South Sound. Whenever we have relatively clear skies, we get good cooling at the surface, and we can cool down to freezing away from the water, and you can get icing, not only on your cars, but on the roads as well. So people have to be careful, particularly if it's cold and there's fog around. Drive carefully in the morning if you see any ice.
Got it. Thanks. And what do you mean when you say that later November is predictably the worst part of the year?
Sure. Well, getting sun in November is a gift. And at the end of the month, it is an amazing gift. And I don't think we're going to get that gift. Here in the Northwest, we have an interesting meteorology. September is often very nice. October can be decent, particularly the first two-thirds. But as we get into November, we predictably slide down into very poor weather. And the worst weather of the year, the stormiest, wettest, windiest, you name it, tends to be at the end of November. And that's because the jet stream, which is the conduit for storms of all types, tends to be north of us during the early part of fall. But very predictably, the jet stream moves over us as we get into mid to late November. And so that is typically when we get the worst weather. And there's no reason to think that that won't happen this year. The extended forecast models that I'm looking at show the nice weather this week transitioning into a much stormier pattern from the middle part of November into the end. So we're probably going to go the route that we typically see.
So cold, wet, windy?
Right. Cold. We're talking about 40s, you know, not super cold, but cold. We can get storms coming in once in a while. And when we have a good low pressure center, we get the winds as well.
And I hear at the same time that the El Nino we've been hearing about that's expected looks like it's strengthening.
That's right. We watched the El Nino La Nina phenomena very carefully. And just to remind everybody, El Nino is when the temperatures of the tropical Pacific are above normal, La Nina when it's below normal. Well, we started warming up over the summer, and the tropical Pacific now is rapidly warming up. So I think there is no doubt that we'll have at least a weak to moderate El Nino as we get into this winter. Now, that has big implications for us, particularly after January 1st. Before January 1st, the correlation of El Nino and our weather is relatively weak. But after January 1st, we tend to be warmer than normal. We tend to be a little drier than normal. we tend to have less snow in the mountains than normal, and snow in the lowlands is pretty rare when you have a moderate to strong El Nino. So I'm watching this very carefully to see if this El Nino revs up even further. But at this point, it looks like we'll have El Nino in place, and El Nino-like weather should be there after January 1st.
So probably good for drivers, but not great news for skiers. Sorry about that.
That's right.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.